Hello, and welcome to another episode of Point to Point. It's the show where I drive from one point to another and try to get to the point. Today's point: why are you so mad about video games? And also, why are you so happy about video games? And why can you be both? It's a very aggressive title. So I've been having some conversations on Blue Sky with a couple of folks, and I've been seeing some posts going around. The first one that I kind of want to talk about, because I think it's kind of relevant to the broader discussion here, is I was talking with Weston, or Big Nerd Gaming, I think is his handle on Blue Sky. And we were chatting a little bit about the Outer Worlds 2 reviews, and specifically how he's noticed in a couple of pieces, and I've gone and checked this out too, and I kind of agree with him, that there's a lot of stuff about that game being a critique or a satire of capitalism, which is pretty obvious if you have played the first one. And he was talking about how it's weird that this game that has this really aggressive stance on this, in the reviews at least, people are, like, the reviewers are mentioning that, oh, they're having this, like, really aggressive critique of capitalism, and then, hey, look, they work at Microsoft, and then kind of just leaving the point there. Like, there's not a ton of, like, deep criticism about, or, like, deep introspective, or even, like, really a point of view on Obsidian being these devs who are kind of taking pot shots at Daddy Warbucks. It just isn't that interesting that they work there. And I kind of agree. Based on some of the things that I've read, it just seems kind of like people want to pay lip service to, you know, hey, this game is made at a company who has some really, you know, who has some philosophies in line with the groups of people that this game is satirizing. Which is, you know, interesting. I think that in general, I wish that more reviewers would kind of dig into that and kind of talk about, like, hey, like, you know, Obsidian is a developer there making a game that is about, you know, in my kind of coverage of Avowed, in the forever upcoming video, I talk about how Avowed is a game that is, like, aggressively anti-empire, and how it has, like, some really aggressive opinions about towing the line, you know, to stay with the empire, to, you know, forward the empire's goals, or should one, you know, subvert that, go against it, because that's the moral good in the world. And I think that the thing that is interesting about that is, like, yes, of course, like, that is an interesting good story to tell in, you know, 2025. It's an interesting story with the way that American politics and global politics is going, but it is also a very interesting story to tell from inside of Microsoft. And the way that I kind of feel about that is, I just think it's a miracle that the game got made, that, like, somehow Outer Worlds 2 and Avowed, it's, like, miraculous that these games are poking the giant, and the giant is fine. And maybe I think there's a broader critique of, you know, having anti-capitalist themes is still feeding the capitalist machine, and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But it's interesting to see that other people are mentioning that, like, hey, why are people talking about this, but they're not saying anything about it? Like, what is the take here? Like, is it a miracle that this happened? Is it, like, you know, defanging the criticism because it's, you know, coming from within the beast? And I don't fall down on that side, but it is interesting that people are mentioning it, but they're not really saying anything about it. And I feel very similar to a lot of places and like podcasts that I listen to have mentioned that, you know, Microsoft is still being boycotted by the BDS movement for their, you know, ongoing Azure support of the genocide in Gaza. And, you know, that has not lifted. And yet we will talk about Keeper. And yet we will talk about Outer Worlds 2 so that you do not have to engage with this. I have done the terrible thing of playing the boycotted game. And that's a squishy, weird thing to do because, you know, are you not going to cover it? I don't know. It's a weird thing. But it feels very similar to me. And the second point here is I've been also seeing some stuff on Blue Sky, and it's been interesting to kind of like put these things together and try to square the circle. But I've been seeing some people post about how, like, why do we have to keep bringing up all of the terrible shit that Xbox is doing? Like, why does the Outer Worlds 2 review have to mention that, you know, 6 months prior they laid off 16,000 people? And this is something that's kind of been swirling around in my head too, because, like, at the end of the day, and again, this is back to the whole thing of, like, what is a review and why do reviews matter? Because do you need, when we talk about reviews, do you need to know how shitty the corporation is that put out that game? And is making sure that people know that Microsoft is doing some awful shit, has been doing awful shit, continues to do awful shit, is knowing that in a review supposed to, like, what is the purpose of that? Is it supposed to make you not want to buy the game? Is it providing additional context to help you choose if you're going to buy that game or not? Or is it just kind of, you know, is it almost virtue signaling of, like, hey, look, I am up on the things that are happening in the industry? And I mostly bring it up because the post that I've been seeing and has, like, made me think about my own coverage of these games is that robbing the enthusiasm behind some of these titles? Like, at the end of the day, and this is really poignant for me with Outer Worlds 2, a game that I, of course, have not played yet, but it's one of those things where, is it more important to me that people engage with, like, extreme capitalism satire and hope that that game has some sort of message at the end? And is it better if people engage with that and are exposed to those themes and, you know, that satire that is, you know, poking fun at the system that we all live in and how it's perhaps not as crazy or silly as it seems in those games? Or do you simply not, you know, do I want you to not participate in the system itself, not be exposed to those things, and just, you know, hope that change comes? Because I would love to be very excited about Avowed and about Outer Worlds 2 and about Halo Campaign Evolved, but we do live in a context. You know, like, there are things going on in this world that revolve around the companies that make some of the things that we love the most. And the just trying to, like, come together with an idea of, okay, well, I really like this thing. It makes me happy. I think it might make you happy too. But also go in knowing that by participating in this thing, you are also contributing to, you know, XYZ. And that's a bummer, right? Like, that's my baggage that I'm bringing into this, of, like, the like, covering anything related to Xbox while the ongoing BDS boycott is happening is, like, you know, I'm putting that on you as a person who just simply wants to know if game is good or not. And I think the place that I come down on this a bit more lately, after I've thought about it some more, is that reviews ought to be, at least in my mind going forward, a thing that is, like, broadly about the thing you are reviewing, right? Like, I'm not, when I sit down and review, I don't know, whatever the latest next game is that I end up picking up, like, I'm not reviewing the concept of capitalism as it was, you know, constructing this video game I like or dislike. Like, what I'm doing is, you know, discussing criticism of the piece of artwork. And maybe that's where this line is for me. So that, you know, video essays or like deeper analysis of the industry itself can dig into those things. But I kind of agree that it is a bit of a bummer that you have to say, you know, I like this game, but also it was made in a terrible situation, which would be very much the same as, you know, this is not a actual equivalency, but, you know, hey, ending every single one of my videos with this was made by, you know, a person who lives in a, you know, Republican-led country. Like, is that, like, those things are influencing the economic choices that I'm making, and those things are influencing the, you know, the cultural things that I care about. But ultimately, who is president has not, you know, necessarily changed the content that I make. So, yeah, it's a weird thing. I still don't have, like, a great takeaway on which way I would like to go, but the more that I think about it, the more, like, a review should be about the artwork, right? A review should help you decide if this is something you want to spend 3 hours starting up or trying. A review should be something that celebrates or criticizes the thing as it stands. And I think that there are so few places where we can all come together and be excited about something, just like raw, true excitement about something without having to caveat. And that's, I think that that's where the review probably shines for me, because I think the other part of this, and this will be my last point, I guess, is the whole discussion of like, hey, Outer Worlds 2 was made at Microsoft. Isn't it funny how much it pokes fun at capitalism and also works in a, you know, company that is, you know, doing some monopolistic shit. And I think having that be a single paragraph in a review also kind of sucks. Like unless you have, you know, and now we're getting into website strategy, but like unless you have like a larger expose or a larger blog post or a larger feature about how capitalism has impacted, you know, the development of games, or how, you know, Microsoft demanding that they, you know, get a 30% profit margin on everything has impacted the development of Obsidian, or like how they market or sell or don't market Keeper, then like I think that's also where that lives. Like criticism of the industry can be its own thing, and as we kind of shift, as the gaming space shifts where the money is and like guides evaporate in the AI apocalypse, like we're going to have to start finding more of those things. Like you can look at sites like Remap and Aftermath, who are, you know, doing some really good like cutting industry crit that's not just stuck with the games themselves. So maybe those things break out separately and they be, you know, little episodes of a podcast from Drive-In, or little blog posts. But that's gonna do it for today. I gotta go get some supplies at the good old grocery store. Surprise, this was a Sunday morning record. But we'll catch you later. Like I said, the Vow video is coming up soon. I'm hoping in the next 2 or 3 weeks that thing will be out. I'm very excited for it. You should also check out Content Mill. We've got 5 episodes out now. We'll be recording another one this week. Lots of good content in there. And then the last thing, if you've made it this far, Logan and I are deep in Extra Life planning. We will be doing something for Extra Life. Right now we are planning a 24-hour stream, hashtag for the kids. I've got some fun, dumb things lined up. We're still working out kind of run of show, and also we have to tech test some of this stuff. But yes, stay tuned for that. We will be doing Extra Life on November 8th, time TBD. But yeah, that's gonna do it for us. We'll catch you next time. Thanks so much for hanging out with me on this drive, and have a good rest of your day. Just love it, you know. If you're in the Northern Hemisphere, check out them leaves. They look pretty nice. All right, see ya.